High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We're in York. The boys' sub-district basketball tournament at Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on the Thurberry Jeffs as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. Coach, a brand-new sub-district for you, a brand-new district, so to speak, but the goal is still the same. That's win the district championship and move on to the state tournament.
Yeah, it sure is. This time of the year, you don't look any farther ahead than you have to due to the fact that, you know, anytime you go out there, you lose, you're probably done. We're sitting in a decent spot in the wild card points, but our kids have really never ever looked at those. Coaches don't talk about them, you know. So we want the momentum to be going in if we have that opportunity.
Yeah, great to win the district championship and qualify for the state tournament. You're sitting second in the points, but like you said, we were in the same situation a year ago.
Yeah, you really look at the wild card, and you look at last year, and I told our kids we had to win to guarantee ourselves to be in. You know, you lose, then you're banking on, you drop down into that 3, 4, 5 spot in the wild card, you're banking on everybody else that's a favorites to win. You don't want to put yourself in that situation. Our kids know that. They've been in these types of situations, pressure or whatever you want to call it, end of the year type situations, and play deep into the playoffs. So it's Fairbury tonight, and then we worry about the next one.
How about you guys finish the season strong? You had a three-game stretch in it with Adams Central, Grand Island Central, Catholic Omaha Scott, and finished up the season on Friday night with a big win over Centura. You guys definitely have finished the season on a high note.
Well, that's a lot of credit goes to the kids. They knew that week was out there, you know, even though we had a difficult schedule coming up to that week. And as coaches, we really wanted to just see where our kids were at. And, you know, we had the ball bounce our way a couple nights and got a couple victories on the road, and then just really shot the ball extremely well against Omaha Scud. After falling behind, we showed some resiliency in coming back and, you know, getting it close after the first quarter. And then after that, I thought our kids really relaxed and played a really athletic, strong type of basketball game. We looked like we almost had some freshness to us. And then this last week was nice to have a longer week of practice and prepare for Centura. And we really played really well against a team of a lesser ability. We went out and did our business there. And then, you know, get ready for Fairbury. So, you know, you want to finish strong. And it all started, you know, maybe a couple weeks ago.
And if you're looking for a confidence builder, that stretch with Adams Central, Central Catholic, and Scott had to be the best thing that could really happen in this basketball team.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, at times you kind of look at yourself and go, okay, where are our kids at? You know, you kind of are, or have you peaked, or are you at a higher level than you should be, or, you know, are you on a downward spiral? That should allow our kids to understand that they have the confidence and the momentum now to carry it on and deep into the postseason.
Talking about defense all season long, you're continuing to play great defense, giving up only 37 points per ball game. But it seems like the offense has taken maybe a couple of steps forward here in the past couple of weeks.
Well, I thought we were better the tough week we had there. You know, at Adams Central, I thought we were a little bit better. You know, against Grand Island Central Catholic, even though the score didn't indicate that there was a lot of offense, you know, but they're a difficult team to go against. And then against Scott, we really, like I said, we made a lot of shots. You know, anytime we hit over 2 or 3 three-pointers in a game, that's a bonus for us. And we shot well against Centura the other night. We probably put in more time shooting here later in the season than we do during the season. But our kids, you know, just seem to me like they've found a confidence and are riding that right now.
It's been, Zach Sturup, Paul Gettert, Dalton Seeley, the three guys have really carried the offense. They've been playing the great defense as well.
Yeah, you know, we've got four guys that are really contributing highly on the offensive end, and Joe Ryan was our leading scorer against Grand Island Central Catholic. You can never forget the guy, because every night he comes up with unbelievable statistics and puts us in position to win. We ask a lot of things out of each of our starters. At times our bench has been real good, and then at times, you know, our bench has, you know, not been so good. But that's really what I think has been the key here in the last 2 weeks, is we've gotten valuable minutes out of our rotation. And now we get Jordan Consbruck back this week after an ankle sprain where he missed about 2 to 3 weeks there in that tough stretch. So this should be a good time for him to come back. He played last week and he looked strong. So, you know, you end up maybe adding a guy to your rotation that you didn't have there.
So I went with the sub-districts and then the districts and then on into the state tournament. Hopefully, it could be the deciding factor down the stretch.
I really think it is this time of the year. Some kids, either their minds are not quite there or their bodies are beat down or their teams, don't have the depth to go with you in a rotation, especially when you're playing, three games in possibly a week and with only one day of preparation time in between. You have to have a fresh body here and there, foul trouble. You never know where that's going to lead you to. So with this group, I like our bench, down to the 9-10 guy right now. We're just kind of where we want to be, and we can use different combinations. If a team is small, we got the guards off the bench, and now that we have Jordan back, it should give us a bigger kid off the bench also.
Is Fairbury here tonight in the second round of the sub-district basketball tournament? We'll come back and get more about this ball game as we continue right after this.
Bill Hamburger, Remodeling in Hastings, tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Saints Associate Coach Kevin Asher. It's the Blue Hawks opening up a postseason play here tonight against the Fairbury Jeffs. They come in at a mark of 11-8. They were on the floor last night, played the bunny bracket, so to speak, last night with a win over Fillmore Central, Coach, 59-43. They were victorious last night. You were there. What'd you see?
Well, I know this team plays a solid schedule throughout the season. They're in the Central 10 Conference, which is made up mostly of Class B schools. Their 11-8 record really shouldn't be looked at too heavily into it because of the fact they've played good teams and they really haven't been blown out all year and they really don't blow anybody out. They do a lot of things well. They're pretty physical kids. Just looking at their lineup, they're not real extremely tall, but they play physical. They really like to pound the ball inside to their two post players, and then they have nice guards that can shoot the ball if you leave them open. Their tempo has been a lot of different tempos. They've had games in the 40s and they've had games in the 60s, so I think they kind of are going to play to the tempo of the game, but definitely a team that's dangerous because of the fact that they do have some nice athletes.
And they don't really have a big stud on this team either. As you look up and down their statistics, they've got guys averaging 6, 7, 8 points a game all the way up and down the lineup.
Yeah, and that's what trying to get a scouting report. I've watched 4 films and then a live game last night, and Coach Bell plays 11, 12 guys at times, and who to key on, who not to key on is really kind of a difficult task. I know he has 2 or 3 players that he has to have on the floor most of the time to really keep them going, and a couple guards that can shoot the ball in their inside play is one post player that we're really going to have to make sure he doesn't get the ball easily because he has some nice moves inside. But you're right, they're balanced. It's not like you can go out and shut down one guy and you should have a great chance, but we're just going to have to be solid in all areas.
Team that averages in the 40s offensively, they average in the 40s defensively. So what type of game do we want to play tonight? Obviously, maybe a quicker pace than that.
I think so. I think, tempo up and down would be a little bit better for us. A walk-it-up type of game would not be indicative to what I think we can do with our athletes. I think we have better kids. I think they're a little stronger, a little taller, obviously. With Zach, we've got to make sure he gets his touches. And then, nobody's going to match Dalton Seeley every night. He's one of the better athletes in the state all class. And Bo Schwenk is playing with a high level of confidence right now, too. And I think he's really found his game. So we got to get up and down and use our athleticism and try to turn this into, score. Wise, we got to make sure we have quite a few possessions.
Like you said, the past couple of weeks, getting touches inside the post there with Zach Sturup, maybe the thing we want to look to tonight.
Well, we're going to challenge him. He doesn't know it yet, but he needs to be better in the postseason. He's been good, and he was really good against Omaha Scott defensively, but we really want to see more offense out of him, and we'll talk to him before the game. We talked to him at practice yesterday about, being able to dominate a game from end to end, so we hopefully are going to get that out of Zach here this week, and hopefully, our guards will keep shooting the ball the way they're doing it, and everybody contributes, and that gives us a great chance, because not too many guys have a 6'10", 260-pound center.
tell you what, he wanted them to be more aggressive a couple of weeks ago. He slammed one home. I know in the Heartland Hoops Classic, he finally got a dunk in there.
Yeah, I mean, we've been practicing that. It's amazing that you'd have to tell a kid to go after it and practice a little bit and work on putting the ball home. But that's just kind of Zach's nature. He sometimes doesn't understand how strong he is and what a force and what that type of play can do to a basketball team. And we're going to hopefully have him send a couple messages, you know, for our team especially. I think it really gets our team going if he can get himself going. So, you know, and Paul Gettert, same thing. He's playing at a high level. We need to keep him doing the exact same thing. Sometimes he's just a great rebounder, and then other times he's been a great scorer for us. So, you know, he's just a great complement to the bigness that we have.
You're the first game of two tonight. How do you see the second?
Well, the second game is really interesting because they played twice. One time Wilbur wins by 15. The next time they win by 3. And Wilbur's had some really close games here lately. You would think going in that Wilbur's going to win the basketball game. But Milford, it seems to play them very, very tough. And a lot of teams, they play each other a lot in that conference. So, you know, they look at each other and they know each other's tendencies. And it's kind of like, you know, when we play the GICCs and teams around here that we know real well, it really evens things out. So I don't see who's going to win the ball game. I couldn't predict, but it should be a great game.
Preparation for this sub-district is probably being a little bit more difficult for you this year. These are teams that we don't normally see, you know, year in and year out. They don't play the teams that we play. So is the preparation a little tough?
It has. Just trying to get film, that was the biggest thing, is, you know, relating to these new coaches that you talk to. A lot of coaches are very, very good about, hey, I'll get it out tomorrow, but just trying to get enough information, because then we only have one day to turn around, and we don't know whether it's Wilbur, we don't know whether it's Milford. We didn't know last night until 9 o'clock whether it was Fairbury or Fillmore Central. You just, and you had to have stuff on all of them to get them ready, and your kids don't know their kids, so sometimes that can be good. The unknown is sometimes a good factor, but sometimes as a coach, it kind of puts you on the edge because of the fact that you don't know exactly what they're going to do.
All right, good luck to them.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonny Adams in the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Fairbury tonight from 12:30 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to York High School. We've got sub-district tournament action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia getting sent to open up postseason play as they take on the Jeffs out of Fairbury. I'm Mike Wallach. All the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in ranked number 2. According to the Lincoln Journal Star in Class C1, the defending Class C1 state champions, St. Cecilia, a record of 19 wins, one loss on the season. They have won 14 games in a row. The only loss this year was that overtime loss to Gretna back right before Christmas on December the 22nd. They lost to Gretna by the score of 56-50 in overtime. Fairbury coming in, a record of 11 wins and 8 losses on the season. They were in action last night, they played the bunny bracket game here and beat Fillmore Central by a score of 59-43. Fairbury is a team that went 5-1 in the month of December, but kind of faltered here at the end of the season. They lost 4 out of the last 5 ball games before they picked up a win last night over Fillmore Central. So Winner of this ball game will move on to the sub-district finals coming up on Thursday night. They'll play the winner of the next ball game coming up here between Wilbur, Claytonia, and Milford. That one will tip off at 7:45 tonight. So a lot of action for the boys swinging into action here tonight in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 as action gets in the way of the sub-districts here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at York High School. Sub-district tournament action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Fairbury and Hastings St. Cecilia getting ready to square off here tonight. Fairbury coming in again, a record of 11 wins, 8 losses on the season. It's a team that's averaging 46 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44.3 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, averaging 58 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 36.7 on the defensive end. St. Cecilia has been shooting the ball extremely well all season long, knocking down 49% of their field goal tries so far this year, 34% from three-point territory, but only 59% from the free throw line. Fairbury is a team that's hitting 40% of their field goals so far this year, 30% from three-point territory, 65% from the free throw line. So the starting lineups here tonight, first of all, for Fairbury, they're going to be dressed in their red tops here tonight with the red bottoms trimmed and lettered in the white and the gold. There's a lineup that looks like this. Jacob Melcher is a 6'3" and senior. Melcher is averaging 6 points and about 4 rebounds per game. A good outside shooter, knocking down 46% of his trays so far this year. Mitchell Busa is a 6'2" senior. Busa is averaging 6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. He's hitting 44% of his field goals and 35% from three-point territory. Trenton Pullman is a 6'1" and senior. Pullman is averaging 6 points and 2 rebounds per game. He scored 13 points in the ball game last night over Fillmore Central. Jacob Bell is a 6'1" and senior. Jake is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then Trevor Wisey is the other starter, a 6'4" and senior. Wisey is averaging 8 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. He scored 10 points in the ball game last night for the Jets over Fillmore Central. So the Jets will go with Melcher and Husa, also Trent Pullman, Jacob Bell, and Trevor Wisey in the starting lineups here tonight. Fairbury, again, a record of 11 wins and 8 losses on the season. St. Cecilia under head coach Kevin Asher, the record at 19 wins and 1 loss. They have not played since beating Centura in the season finale last Friday night. In fact, they had an easy time with the Centurions, beating them by the score of 62-15. St. Cecilia goes their usual starting lineup tonight. Dalton Seeley, the 6'2" and senior. Seeley is averaging 14 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Seeley's had an excellent year shooting the basketball, hitting 49% of his field goal tries, 36% from three-point territory. Joining him will be Joe Ryan, a 6'2" and senior. Ryan averaging 5 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Paul Gettert, the other starter, the 6'4" and senior. Gettert averaging 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. Paul is hitting 52% of his field goal tries so far this year. Bo Schwenker is the other starter, the 6'2" and senior. Schwenka is averaging 7 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. And then Zach Stirrup, the big 6'10" junior. Stirrup averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds per game. Stirrup is also averaging right around the 3 or 4 blocks per ball game. In fact, he's got 49 coming into the basketball game here tonight. So St. Cecilia, the number one seed here in this sub-district tournament, getting set to take on Fairbury here tonight. The Jets winning in the Bunny Bracket ball game last night over Fillmore Central. The winner moves on to the sub-district championship ball game. That'll be held on Thursday night at 7:30 against either Milford or River Claytonia. St. Cecilia right now sitting second in the wild card standings. So St. Cecilia, if they happen to get upset here tonight, would still have a chance to qualify for the Warrior State High School basketball tournament. But as you heard head coach Kevin Asher talk about in the pregame show, they're not even talking about the wild cards and things like that. They want to go out and win the district championship. So we're set to go. St. Cecilia will jump to our basket to our left. They'll shoot to our basket to our left as well as Hastings. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap as they're working around this Fairbury defense. Down in the corner is going to be Paul Gettert. Gettert with the ball comes out on top to a Dalton Seeley on the wing. Now on the right side to Joe Ryan. That's Schwenke, down his stirrup, top of the key, lobs it inside. Gettert, turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. Right after that, St. Cecilia going for the loose ball, but a foul is going to be called here on Jake Bell of Fairbury. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Jets. St. Cecilia will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Again, way out on top, Seeley grabs the ball, now to Joel Ryan, hammers it inside. There's a shot taken there by Sturp. A shot's going to be no good. Rebound Gettert. Follow shot, no good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound brought out of there by Fairbury. Fairbury's got the basketball. Trent Pullman has got it. St. Cecilia with three shots at the bucket there and could not convert. Trent Pullman brings the ball back down for the Jets. St. Cecilia will start man-to-man. Belcher has got the ball back outside. That's going to be Wisey. They pound it inside. The Belcher has shot no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert of St. Cecilia. Gets it away down to Bo Schwenke. Bo drives it down the left side of the lane, stomps, gets it out to the free throw line to Gettert, now to Dalton Seeley, back to Gettert, down the right side of the lane, John is up and in. Gettert drives it to the hole and scores, and St. Cecilia has got the lead here early in the contest, 2-0. St. Cecilia leading Fairbury here in the sub-district semifinals here tonight from York High School. St. Cecilia in their man-to-man defense. Here's Jake Bell with the ball, comes over here to a Wisey now. Wisey comes out to Melcher, left side to a Trent Pullman. Back outside the rings, Wisey holds the ball, picked up there by Sturp as they play out beyond the three-point circle here. Wisey dribbling with the basketball, goes across the top as you get it to a Mitchell Husa. Husa goes over on the far sideline now to a Jake Bell. Bell out to a Trent Pullman as Fairbury very patient here on this possession. This is a team that's averaging 46 points per ball game on offense. Mitchell Husa. Outside, picked up by Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia, dribbling the ball as he backs up near the 10-second line, gets away, drives it down the right side of the lane, and a charging foul. He runs over Bo Swink, and a charging foul there on Mitchell Husa of Fairbury. That's going to be his first and the second team foul in the Jets. So Fairbury runs about the 45 seconds off the clock there. Mitchell took it down the right side of the lane and runs over to Bo Swink, and the offensive charging foul is called on Husa. So it's going to be St. Cecilia back with the basketball. Here's Seeley. Out in 3 points here, it's where he drives it into the hole. His shot is good, but it won't count. A fouling violation is called on Dalton Seeley. First turnover on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia's done a great job taking care of the basketball this year. They're averaging only 9.5 turnovers per contest. 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead early in the ballgame. And here's a Trent Pullman. He has the ball tipped out of his hands there by Schwenke into the Blue Hawk bench on the near sideline. It'll be Fairbury playing things in. Jake Bell will trigger things in for the Jets. Comes way out the other 10-second line to Husa as he hangs onto the basketball, hands it away now. That's a Pullman. The ball tipped away. He goes into the backcourt. Now we got a personal foul called in St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Schwenke. Schwenke out there attacking right at the midcourt stripe. Picks up the personal foul instead. That's going to be his first and the first team foul in the Blue Hawks. We have played about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes here in the ballgame. 2-0. St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's a Trent Pullman with the ball. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ryan. Gets the ball away. Seeley has shot it up and in. Dalton Seeley scores on the Fairbury turnover. Ryan gets the assist, and it's a 4-0 ball game now. St. Cecilia's got the advantage. Not yet 3 minutes into the contest here from York High School. Jake Bell has got the ball here on the near side. Hammers it down low. A shot by Wisey is going to be blocked out of bounds there by Sturup. That is the 50th blocked shot of the season for Zach Sturup. And Fairbury will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jake Bell gets it to Wisey. Wisey comes out on top now to a Trent Pullman. Here's sideline. They get it to Jake Bell. Drives it down to the baseline. Comes back out on the wing. A Husa three-pointer put up and in. Mitchell Husa throwing up the three ball. He connects there from just to the left of the lane. 4-3 is the score. The Fairbury fans stood up until Fairbury scores. Now they can take a seat here. 4-3. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Here's Steely for three. A shot good. Gets it right back. Dalton Steely now with 5 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. 7-3 is the score now. Blue Hawks out on top. 4.5 minutes to play. Here in the first quarter from York High School, Pullman has the ball dribbled off of his shoe tops. And now the scramble is on into the backcourt. It's still loose. It goes out of bounds, and they will give it to St. Cecilia. So it's going to be a turnover here on Fairbury. The Jets having problems with it there. As the ball is dribbled out for the shoe tops of Trent Pullman, it goes into the backcourt, finally trickles over the end line, and St. Cecilia will get it. That's the third turnover on Fairbury here in the ballgame. Steely has got the ball, gets it away now in the lane. Bo Schwenke, his shot is wild, does not draw iron, and the rebound comes down to Fairbury. Just running back with the basketball, Jake Bell goes to Mitchell Husa, down in the corner now to a Wisey. Hammers it inside again. Melcher puts a man in the air. Goes up. His shot's going to be partially deflected there by Gittert. And the ball's brought down by Sterup. Down the far sideline, Seeley has got it. Gets the ball ahead to Joe Ryan. Ryan mishandles the ball. It's picked up by Fairbury. And now the Jets want to call a timeout. Fairbury's turned it over three times in the first 4 minutes. St. Cecilia 2. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 7, Fairbury 3.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight from 1230 KHAS. The sub-districts, Hastings St. Cecilia, starting postseason play. The Hawks out to a 7-3 advantage over Fairbury early in the basketball game, halfway through this first quarter. There's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds as Fairbury started to attack against this St. Cecilia man-to-man. Dalton Steely gets his hands in it there for the Blue Hawks to knock it out of bounds. Fairbury will play things in. Mitchell Husa comes out near the 10-second line to Nate Bell, who's into the ball game now for Fairbury. Nate Bell goes over to Trent Pullman. His pass to the far sideline is going to be tipped away. Picked up by St. Cecilia. That's Schwenke with the ball. Gets it to Gettert. He goes for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jake Melcher now for Fairbury. Melcher gets it away to Trent Pullman. Comes into the offensive zone. They get it inside to Wisey. Kicks it out to Melcher here on the near sideline. Cross-court pass to Husa. Husa now between the rings to Pullman. Pullman moves over on the left side again. Wisey has got the ball behind the three-point circle. Over to a Nate Bell. Bell brings it out near the 10-second line. Hands it away to Husa. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Mitchell Husa hits his second three-pointer in the ball game, and Fairbury is within 1 point. 7-6 is the score. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Bo Schwenke, dribble penetration. Out to Dalton Steely. Out in the corner to Ryan. Down to Stirrup. Outside now to Dalton Steely. A three-pointer is put up and in. Steely now with 8 points in the contest. He's got 8 of the 10. Paul Gennard's got the other field goal. 10-6 is the score. As Sturb got that ball, there was a two Fairbury test right around him. There's a pass underneath. The shot is up. There's going to be no good by Pullman, and the ball is brought down by Schwenke. Pullman was wide open and misses it. Now we got a foul called here in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Trent Pullman of Fairbury. That's going to be his first and the third team foul in the Jets here in the first quarter. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes Phil Hamburger into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia, replacing Schwenke. 10-6 is the score. The Blue Hawks out on top of the Fairbury Jets here tonight in the sub-district tournament from York. Here's a Joe Ryan with the ball, free throw line extended right side. The Stirrup pounds it down low to Gettert. Has the basketball stripped away. It is loose and it's picked up here by Fairbury. So a turnover on St. Cecilia, their third of the ball game. Here's a Mitchell Husa with the ball now to Melcher. Free throw line extended right side out to a Wisey. Wisey drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Nate Bell. Bell moves it over on the wing to the left side. Driving for the hole is going to be Husa. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hamburger. Took it right to the front of the rim, but could not get the finished product there for Fairbury. St. Cecilia with it now. Dalton Steely to Hamburger. Joe Ryan deep in the corner to the left side. Brings it up high on the block. They get it to Hamburger. Now to Dalton for three. Shot good. Dalton Steely, 11 points here in the first quarter. It is 13-6. St. Cecilia out on top. They've scored the last 6 points on a couple of three-pointers there by Dalton Steely. There's a Joey Kleiner with the ball now for Fairbury. Gets away, drives it down the lane, throws it down in the corner to Mitchell Husa for three. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert in the lane for St. Cecilia. Now the pass goes to the far sideline. Hamburger to Ryan. Inside, Stirrup pounds his way to the basket. His shot is no good, and he's fouled on the play. So Zach Stirrup got the ball in the hole there for St. Cecilia. Could not convert. Jake Melcher picks up the personal foul for Fairbury. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Fairbury. So Zach goes to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. A 6'2", 10-inch junior puts it up there, and the shot good. Stirrup is hitting only 43% of his foul shots so far this year. He's now 34 out of 77 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 59% of their free throws. It's now 14-6. St. Cecilia's got the lead here in the ball game. Zach becomes the third Blue Hawk to get on the scorebook here tonight. As he hits his second one as well, St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 15-6. Hawks have scored the last 8 points here in the ballgame. Fairbury comes back with the ball. Nate Bell working against pressure in backcourt as Matt Kissinger is into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Bell has got it on the wing on the left side, dumps it off in the lane, deflected away, and Stirrup grabs the ball. The turnover, number five on Fairbury here in the basketball game. Here comes Steely back the other way. Contact made on the way in, and a foul is going to be called. As Steely drives it right to the hole there for St. Cecilia. A foul is going to be called, and Trevor Wisey of Fairbury, that's going to be his first. Team foul number five on the Jets. Non-shooting situation, St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Hamburger comes out to Steely. 4-3, his shot is up there. That one is off of the iron, no good. Rebound, inside, Konsberg, follow shot, good. Jordan Konsberg gets the offensive point of the putback. He's just coming back from an injury. In fact, he missed about 2 weeks of action, but Konsberg saw playing time against Centura last week, and he gets a field goal early this one. 17-6, St. Cecilia in a 10-0 run. There's a shot from the deep right corner. It's going to be no good by Bell. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by St. Cecilia. So St. Cecilia is on a 10-0 run here in the first quarter. The Blue Hawks have opened up a 17-6 advantage. Here comes Gettert back into the ball game. Simon Ostrander is going to come in. Stirrup is going to come out. And Seeley is going to check out for head coach Kevin Asher. Fairbury will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to a Trevor Wisey back out here in the three-point territory. St. Cecilia stays in the man-to-man. Entry pass. They get it to Wisey in the lane. Has to get rid of it off of the fingertips of Bell. Picked up by St. Cecilia's Hamburger. He drives it by the other way. That's going to be tipped from behind. It's picked up by Fairbury. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. Here comes the Jeffs back the other way. Pierre Griffin has got the ball. Now inside. His shot is going to take it by Bell. That's going to be knocked down. Bell picks it up in the corner. Outside the three-point arc. A three-pointer put up there by Bell. It's good. Nate Bell scores for Fairbury. 17-9 is the score. So that breaks the 10-0 run there by the Blue Hawks. Matt Kissinger has got it out in three-point territory. Bounce pass right side to Ostrander to get it down in the corner to Hamburger. Shot no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. The St. Cecilia using a 10-0 run there in the first quarter. The Blue Hawks will have an 8-point lead at the break. The score is St. Cecilia 17, Fairbury 9. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia's got the lead after the first quarter, 17-9. Fairbury with the ball. Opening possession of this second period. Shooting to our basket to our right. St. Cecilia using the 10-0 run there in the first quarter. Belcher has got it back outside. This is going to be Wisey with the ball and a three-pointer thrown up there. No good. Rebound Konsberg for St. Cecilia. Konsberg trapped here in backcourt. Gets the ball away. Matt Kissinger down the right sideline. Matt with the ball will set things up here for the Hawks. Comes across the top to Hamburger. Down in the corner, Ostrander for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Simon Ostrander, who's been hitting only 10% of his three-pointers this season, knocks one down from the deep left corner, and St. Cecilia has opened up a 20-9 advantage over Fairbury. We're 40 seconds into the second quarter tonight from York. Mitchell Husa has got the ball down in the corner to Bell. His pass is going to be deflected, brought down here by Hamburger. Runs it back the other way, 3-on-3. Hamburger down the lane, nice pass down low. Kissinger has got it. He's surrounded, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Kissinger is surrounded there by nothing but Jeffs. And a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Fairbury, so that's a turnover on St. Cecilia off of the break. 5 turnovers on the Blue Hawks, the 7 on Fairbury. Now they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia, so the Blue Hawks will save it here. They'll inbound the ball right into the lane. Stirrup has got it. His pass is going to be deflected, trying to get it to Getter down the baseline. Ball deflected, picked up there by Fairbury. Running back the other way. Pullman shot, no good. Foul called. So he went down in the lane there. That was Jake Bell with Fairbury. And the foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Seeley. That's going to be his first. So Dalton Seeley picks up his first personal foul. His team foul number 2 on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation. Fairbury will play things in the corner. Wisey has got it. Has it tipped away by Stirrups. Wisey picks it back up. Down to Jake Bell. Free throw line extended to the right side. Drives it down in the low block. Cross-court pass goes to the far corner. Husa has got the ball now. Michael Husa out to a Trevor Wisey. Wisey brings it back to Husa as he is on the dribble out here. High on the block in 3-point territory. Gets it inside. Down to Meltzer. His shot's going to be no good. It's blocked down and a foul called. So they got it to a Jake Meltzer right in front of the basket, and the foul is going to be called here on Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. First foul on Zach, team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks, and going to the free throw line will be Jake Meltzer. He's a 48% foul shooter in the season, and he misses this one. Meltzer now 31 out of 65 from the free throw line this season. Fairbury is a team hitting 65% of their free throws. Next shot is up there by Meltzer. That is good, so they hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And St. Cecilia has now got a 10-point lead. It is 20-10. Blue Hawks have the advantage. St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's a Bo Schwinka. Schwinka comes to Ryan. Out of Bo at the top of the key. Moves it over to Dalton Seeley on the wing. Seeley dribbles once. Double team. Gets it away. Schwinka, top of the key. Moves it back to Seeley. Bounce pass is going to be too far. They're trying to get it to a Gennert on the low block right side. They threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 6 on St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 20-10. Blue Hawks have a 10-point advantage. 6-10 remaining here in the first half from York High School. Trent Pullman has got the ball. Down to Wisey out here near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Stirrup as the big guy is pulled away from the block for St. Cecilia's defense. Here's Nate Bell. Dribbles to the top of the key. Picked up there by Ryan as the Hawks stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's a pass deflected by Seeley. Picked up again by Pullman. Down in the corner. Here's a shot up and in. Pullman hits the 3 ball from deep in the right corner. It's now a 20-13 ball game. Fairbury back within 7 points. St. Cecilia back with the basketball. Walks it into the offensive scoring zone. Schwinka goes over to Joe Ryan on the right sideline. Ryan comes out to Schwinka at the point near sideline. Dalton Seeley out to Bo. Hops in the lane. Dumps it down low. Deflected away. Picked up on the wing by Ryan. Ryan keeps it in line for St. Cecilia to get her. Down to Schwinka. Down in the baseline. Dalton Seeley drives, shoots, and scores. Seeley has got 13 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia. It's now a 22-13 ball game. Hawks are out on top by 9 points here in this one. Here's a Fairbury back with the basketball now. Mitchell Husa has got it out here in 3-point territory. He hit a couple of 3-pointers early. Here's a pass that's intercepted by Ryan, and reaching out and grabbing his jersey is Nate Bell. Safe to say he got the steal there, and Nate Bell just reaches out and pulls the jersey. That's going to be the 8th. Actually, Nate Bell's first personal foul. The 8th turnover on Fairbury here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball as Schwenke gets it into Dalton Seeley. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 22-13. Hawks have a 9-point advantage. Schwenke goes to the far sideline. Ryan has got it, holds it, down to Bo, top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line, puts it up there and scores. Bo Schwenke scores from the charity stripe there for St. Cecilia, his first field goal of the ball game. It is now 24-13. Hawks have an 11-point advantage here in the second quarter. Trevor Wisey has got the ball, moves it down to the baseline. That's Griffin with the ball now. Gets it back inside to Wisey. Goes for the hole. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gennert. All Gennert grabs the board there for St. Cecilia. There's Twinka. Gets it ahead. Dalton Seeley. Seeley on the right sideline. Down to Bo for 3. Shot good. Bo Schwinka hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5, and now Fairbury wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia has opened up a 14-point lead here in the semifinals of the sub-district tournament. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 27, Fairbury 13.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here tonight over Fairbury. The score is 27-13 here in the sub-district semifinals. The winner moves on to the finals on Thursday night at 7:30. They'll play either Milford or Wilbur Claytonia. That game is coming up next here at York High School. Back in the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia in another Class C2 sub-district that's going on tonight. Ravenna has jumped out on top of Gibbon by a score of 17-15. Gibbon got the 34 points from Josh Reinerton last night to beat Shelton in the bunny bracket ball game, but Ravenna has got a two-point lead over Gibbon in the semifinals, 17-15 after the first quarter tonight at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks have a 14-point lead, 27-13. Here's Griffin with the ball for Fairbury down in the corner, a three-pointer put up and in. Trent Pullman, his second three-pointer of the ball game. He had 13 last night in the ball game against Fillmore Central, averaging 6.8 on the season. He's nearly got that here in the first half. It's now 27-16. He's got 2 3-pointers and 6 points here in this one. And now Fairbury has gotten to his own defense here. Here's Swinka on the left side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called here on Pullman as he tries to go for the steal. The second foul on Trent here in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Fairbury here in the ball game. So St. Cecilia will now go to the free throw line here as Bo Swinka will throw the mark at 75%. Foul shooter in the season. He got 5 points so far tonight. He is 30 out of 40 from the free throw line. And his shot is up there. It is good. If there's a kink in the St. Cecilia armor this year, it's been free throw shooting. Only 59% as a team from the charity stripe. Schwenke will have one more. First two tosses of the night for St. Cecilia. And this one is up and in. Check that. And now 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And Zach had a couple of free throws earlier. 29-16. St. Cecilia is now leading by 13 points again here in the second quarter with 3.5 minutes to play. Now a traveling violation is going to be called on Pullman as he falls down right at the elbow on the right side of the lane. 9 turnovers on Fairbury here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia is a team forcing 14 on the defensive end. Fairbury in a zone defense now. St. Cecilia will try to attack. Hamburger across the top is Swinkin out of Matt Stirrup. Cross-court pass comes on the near side. Wide open Seeley shot in and out and back in again. A three-pointer by Dalton Seeley. He has now got 16 points here in this first half. And it's 32-16. St. Cecilia leading by 16 points already here in the second period. Here's a Jake Melcher with the ball. Melcher right side of the lane. Gets it to a Jake Bell. Back out to Melcher, not a Pullman. Pullman holds on to it against the Bo Schwenke. Comes across the top to Nate Bell. Picked up by Hamburger. As St. Cecilia is in the man-to-man defense. Far sideline to Jake Bell. Entry pass deflected away. Taken away, and now a foul is called. A foul will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Gennert. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks. Team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia. There's a loud pass into the lane by Fairbury. They get it to Melcher. It's not going to be blocked down by Gennert. Gennert gets it ahead. Now to Swinka as they hustle into the forward court. Now to Hamburger. Bounce outside to Seeley. Nice pass inside to Gennert. Deshaun is up and in. Paul Gennert scores, and a nice pass by Dalton Seeley. A quick pass from the free throw line down to the baseline. Gennert lays it in. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And St. Cecilia now leads by a score of 34-16 over Fairbury here tonight. There's Griffin with the ball deep in the corner to the right side. As they work it back around to the left wing. A shot by Pullman is going to be no good. The ball goes trickling out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. Trevor Wisey comes back in. Here's Mitchell Husa back in now for Fairbury. The Jeffs are trailing in the ball game by 18 early. 34-16 is the score with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. St. Cecilia will bring the ball up now across the 10-second line. That's going to be Hamburger with it now to Bo Schwenke. Schwenke looking to attack. They stay in the zone defense. Here's a Phil Hamburger. Down to Swinka, down in the corner again to Seeley. Shot is up and in. Another three-pointer from deep in the left corner by Seeley. He has got 19 points in the ballgame. Fairbury is just giving him plenty of room out there, and Dalton is making him pay for it. 19 points for Seeley in the first half alone. 37-16. St. Cecilia has opened up a 21-point lead now late in the second quarter. Going for the hole is Husa. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and a traveling violation is called. Coming down with the ball was YZ and Nate Bell for Fairbury. A traveling violation is called in the Jeffs. 37-16. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the sub-district semifinals from York High School. Bill Hamburger brings it across the midcourt stripe. Right-handed dribble goes over on the wing on the right side to Simon Ostrander. Ostrander dribbles once, picks up the dribble, now goes deep in the corner to the right side to Seeley. Seeley goes inside to Stirrup, works right side of the lane. Jump pass comes back out on top, deflected, picked up by Seeley. Down to Hamburger, left side of the lane. Hamburger dribbles between a couple of defenders, loses control, and goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. The Hawks will play things in. St. Cecilia plays things in with a minute and 16 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 37-16. Hawks have led from the opening tap. Here's Simon Ostrander with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. Comes out now to Hamburger. Hamburger moves over on the wing. That's Steely. Bounce pass inside to Stirrup. He is double teamed. Dribbles in the lane, and now a traveling violation is called. Again, just as Jack catches the ball, he was double teamed in the play. Tried to dribble in there, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. Here comes Fairbury back with the ball with a minute to play here in the second quarter. 37-16. The Hawks out on top by 21. Here's Mitchell Husa with the ball. As they get it right side of the lane to Bell down here on the baseline. Bell comes out on top. Wisey has got it. Fakes the three. Travels down the lane. Runs into Gennard. The foul is going to be calling Paul. Paul Gennard whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be the second one on Paul. Team foul number five on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line now is going to be Trevor Wisey for Fairbury. He has not scored so far tonight. He had 10 points last night in their victory over Fillmore Central. The quarterfinals of this tournament. Top of the free throw line is up and in. Wisey is 73% foul shooter in the season. He is now 43 out of 58 from the free throw line. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Schwenka. Coming out is going to be Ostrander. Jordan Konsberg also comes into the ball game for the Blue Hawks. 34-17. St. Cecilia has doubled the score on the Fairbury Jeffs. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by YZ, and the rebound comes down to Konsberg. Konsberg gets it away now to Bo Schwenka. 37-17, a 20-point lead. With under 40 seconds to play now, St. Cecilia will probably go for the final shot here as they're working with it in the offensive zone. Fairbury has gone back to their man-to-man defense. Bill Hamburger out the other 10-second line, gets away on the dribble, hands it away now to Bo Schwenka. Bo has it tipped away, and it goes out of bounds from the far side. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Getting his hands on it there was Mitchell Husa for Fairbury. And in the ball game is Nate Bell. Coming out is going to be Jake Bell for Fairbury. St. Cecilia will play things in on for the far sideline. The Hawks lead by 20 points. It is 37-17. Hamburger to Schwenka as they play catch out here in three-point territory. Just in the offensive zone across the 10-second line. Here's Stirrup, hands away, goes to Bo Schwenka, drives it down the right side of the lane and scores. Schwenka now with 9 points in the ball game. 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's a steal by Schwenka. His shot is up there, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So St. Cecilia rolling along here in these sub-district semifinals as they've got the 22-point lead over Fairbury at halftime. Their score at the break, St. Cecilia 39, Fairbury 17. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at York High School, some district tournament action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The second-ranked team in Class C1 having an easy time with Fairbury here tonight to score 39-17. At the break, Fairbury was within 1 point early in the first quarter at 7-6 before St. Cecilia goes on a 10-0 run to give them some breathing room, 17-6. Late in the first quarter, it was 17-9 at the end of one period. Fairbury got the back within the 9 points again at 22-13 there in the second quarter before St. Cecilia scores 15 out of the next 18 points. They go on a 15-3 run in the second quarter to grab a 37-16 advantage, and it's 39-17 here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead. Dalton Seeley with 5 3-pointers and 19 points in the first half of play for St. Cecilia to lead the Blue Hawks here tonight. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Wilmer Claytonia and Milford. That will tip off at 7:45 tonight. The championship game here in the sub-district will be played on Thursday beginning at 7:30. Hastings High girls basketball team, they are in action tonight. They're playing in the girls B5 district tournament at Kearney. The Tigers getting ready to tip off here in just a few minutes against the McCook Bison. Hastings is 3-16 in the season. McCook is 0-24. The Tigers already with a couple of wins over McCook this season. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Kearney High School. We'll have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 6:45 here tonight. C18 sub-district tournament is going on in Grand Island tonight. Donovan Trumbull picked up a win last night over Centura. So Donovan Trumbull is playing Grand Island Central Catholic tonight in the first ball game, Wood River against St. Paul in the second one. The C111 sub-district is being played at Lexington tonight. Southern Valley picking up a win last night over Cozad, 43-35. So Southern Valley will play the number one seed Minden coming up tonight. Gothenburg is playing Kearney Catholic in the other ball game. Checking some other action, the C29 sub-district at Hastings St. Cecilia. Gibbon was a winner last night over Shelton, winning by the score of 58-45. Gibbon is playing Ravenna tonight. At the end of the first quarter, Ravenna had a 17-15 lead over the Gibbon Buffaloes. The other ball game will have Sandy Creek taking on Blue Hill. All the action from the C29 sub-district basketball tournament can be heard on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Some other action and some other classes. The D14 sub-district tournament at Grand Island Central Catholic. High Plains picked up a win last night over Harvard, 47-45. So High Plains will move on to play the number one seed in the tournament, Silver Lake, tonight at 6 o'clock. Nebraska Christian is playing Palmer in a second ball game. Wilcox Hildreth was a winner last night over Franklin in the D19 sub-district tournament at Kearney Catholic. Wilcox Hildreth moves on to face the number one seed, Loop City, tonight. The ball game already underway. At the other contest, will be Kennesaw taking on Amherst. D110 at Gothenburg. Elwood a winner last night over Ansley, 44-28. Elwood is playing the number one seed, Overton, and that's a sub-district tonight. Arapaho is playing Bertrand in the other one. Some other action from last night. Bruning Davenport beat McCool Junction 60-40. Bruning Davenport is playing Sterling tonight in the D21 sub-district tournament at Fairbury. Shickley won the other game last night over Parkview Christian, 72-33. Shickley is playing Fall City Sacred Heart in the second ball game. And the D22 sub-district down at Sandy Creek, Lay Center a winner last night over Red Cloud, 55-22. Lay Center is playing Hampton tonight in the first ball game. Lawrence Nelson will play Giltner in the second one at 7:45. Again, in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Fairbury at halftime. The score, the Blue Hawks 39, Fairbury 17. We'll have more after this.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
Back at halftime, sub-district basketball here tonight from 1230 KHAS. As the boys swing into action here this week, classes C1, C2, D1, and D2, classes A and B will get started later on this week. Got district championship games for the girls planned for you on Friday night all across the state in the four lower classes. So the basketball season winding down in a hurry here. St. Cecilia with a lead here, and this one, the score is 39-17 over Fairbury. In the Blue Hawks led 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 39-17. Dalton Steele with 19 points in the ball game for St. Cecilia. He's in on 5 3-pointers already in the ball game. Bo Schwenke has got 9 points. He has got a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Simon Ostrander hit a 3 in the first half. Paul Gennert's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Jordan Konsberg has got a field goal for 2, and Zach Sturup just a couple of free throws and 2 points in the ball game tonight. St. Cecilia 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Fairbury is hitting 2 out of 4 from the charity stripe tonight. Their leading scorer thus far has been Mitchell Husa and also Trent Pullman. They have knocked down a couple of 3-pointers apiece. Nate Bell has got a 3-pointer for his only score here in the first half. Trevor Wisey, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Jake Melcher, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, had 1 point. Fairbury had officially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got 7. The Blue Hawks have the lead here at halftime over Fairbury. The score is 39-17. In addition to the sub-district basketball that's going on tonight, the Great Plains Athletic Conference is getting started with their postseason tournament tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a brother Hastings College with a bye in the GPAC tournament. Both Bronco teams will play on Thursday night at Lynn Ferrell Arena. Game times will be at 6 and 8. Opponents will be determined after the action tonight. So 6 and 8 o'clock for the Hastings College basketball teams Thursday night at Lynn Ferrell Arena as they begin their postseason run for both the men's and women's teams. We'll have a second half coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Fairbury. The score is 39-17. We'll have more after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So the top seed here in the sub-district tournament, St. Cecilia with a lead over the number 4 seed Fairbury, 39-17 as we start the third quarter here tonight at York High School. St. Cecilia has led this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first 4 points of the first quarter and never looked back. A 10-0 run in the first quarter, a 15-3 run during the second quarter, and St. Cecilia obviously with a big lead here to start the second half. It is 39-17. Dribbling with the ball out here is Mitchell, who says he loses control of it. Finally picked up here by Fairbury. Now the entry pass goes down low to Jake Melcher, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Gennert of St. Cecilia, so that's going to be Paul's third personal foul. The only man really in foul trouble now for either team. Gennert is going to check out. Here comes Jordan Konsberg back in. So Fairbury will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jake Bell looks, finally gets it in to a Pullman. Pullman hit a couple of 3-pointers during the first half for Fairbury. Back outside, here's a Wisey with the ball. comes over on the wing on the left side to Bell. Now to Melcher as he hangs onto it. Out here in three-point territory to Trent Pullman. Entry pass to get it to Husa. Driving down the lane. He signs up and in. Mitchell Husa scoring there for Fairbury. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. He's their leading scorer tonight. And the St. Cecilia lead is now 20 points at 39-19. St. Cecilia back the other way. Bo Schwenke has got it. Now to Stirrup. Right side of the lane. Stirrup dribbles once. Has it swatted away by Melcher. It's going to be picked up here by Trevor Wisey. Turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. Wisey tries for the hole. He signs up and in. He's fouled in the play. Wisey gets the field goal for Fairbury. And he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Jordan Consbrick of St. Cecilia. His first. Second team foul in the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. Wisey to the free throw line. He is 1 of 2 so far tonight. Wisey eyes the bucket. Shot is up there and he hits that one. So a 3-point play there for Fairbury. And now the Jets are within 17 points. 39-22 the score. Just underway here in the third quarter from York High School. Joe Ryan has got the ball. Comes out to Consbrick. Top of the key over on the wing. Seeley grabs it now. Entry pass. They get it to Stirrup. Spins one way, then the other. Puts it up the right-handed and scores. Zach Stirrup at 6'10". He's got a couple of inches on just about everybody on the floor. Stirrup gets his first field goal of the night, and it comes with 6.5 to play here in the third quarter. Stirrup now with 4 points in the ballgame. Takes to say in the man-to-man defense. Deep in the corner on the left side. Wisey circles around. Takes it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Schwenke. Double team here in backcourt. Gets the pass away. Stirrup grabs it. Stirrup into the forecourt. Now to Seeley. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Dalton Seeley, 5 3-pointers. He's got 21 points in the ballgame. 43-22. St. Cecilia again leading by 21. Here's Fairbury with the ball down the right sideline. Pullman has got it. Now we've got a whistle. The ball was tipped out of bounds, but we got a foul called. And it's going to go on Fairbury, so a foul is going to be going on Jake Bell. That's going to be his second. Jake sent an illegal screen over there, I think. And that's the second personal foul on Jake, team foul number 1 on Fairbury here in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got it. They lob it inside to Stirrup. He is double-teamed. Zach tries to dribble out there, and he's hacked on the arm. The foul is going to go on Bell again. The third personal foul now on Jake. He's going to have to check out. Into the ball game is going to be Nate Bell. So Jake is out. Nate is in now for Fairbury. AC St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket. They get it to Stirrup. Back inside. There's Steely. A shot off of the glass is up and in. Dalton Seeley now with 23 in the ball game. St. Cecilia is leading by a bunch, 45-22. In the first couple of minutes of the second half here from York High School, Nate Bell goes down to Melcher. Melcher down to Wisey at the top of the key. Now to Melcher on the wing. Down on the baseline, Nate Bell grabs it there as he works against Ryan. Comes out on the wing to Pullman. A pass out between the rings to Husa. Nearly intercepted. Husa drives it down the lane. Pass down low. Now to Melcher. His shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. Ball was brought down there by Schwenke of St. Cecilia. Bo runs it back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Schwenke goes to Ryan. Back outside. Bo has got it. Comes across the top to Seeley. Over to Jordan Consbrook. Deep in the corner left side. Consbrook out to Matt Stirrup. Stirrup takes it back to Joe Ryan on the left side as Fairbury is in the man-to-man defense. Here's Dalton Seeley, hesitates, dribbles in the free throw line, off to Schwenke, drives it down the left side of the paint, down to Matt Stirrup, down low, shot by Consbrook, no good. Follow shot by Consbrook, no good, and he's finally fouled in the play. So Jordan Consbrook, just to the right of the basket, could not convert, as the first one was partially deflected, but Jordan stays after it, and then he's fouled in his second attempt. That's going to go on Melcher, that's going to be his second. So to the free throw line is going to be Jordan Consbrook for St. Cecilia. He got 2 points so far in the ball game tonight on a field goal. Consbrook puts it up there. The shot is up and in. Consbrook just a 27% foul shooter coming into the basketball game tonight. He is now 4 out of 12 from the free throw line. Consbrook missed the past couple of weeks with an ankle injury. Played a little bit against Centura the other night in that big win for the Blue Hawks. And now he's looks like he's back healthy and ready to go for the postseason run. 46-22, St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good from Jordan Consbrook. So he's now got 4 points in the basketball game. And St. Cecilia leads by a score of 47-22. A 25-point lead for the Hawks here in the second half. Here's a Joey Kreiner. He drives it against Schwenke. His shot is up and in, but it won't count. Fouling the way in. It's going to go on Schwenke. Last check in the other sub-district tournament at St. Cecilia tonight is Chapman Jim Gibbon. Has jumped out on top of Ravenna, 30-29. Gibbon 30, Ravenna 29. That's a halftime score. Here's Fairbury inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Kreiner has got it, drives it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass out of the wing on the right side to Nate Bell. Back out to Wisey at the top of the circle. Now they retreat back out near the 10-second line. Bell has got it. Now to Joey Kreiner, picked up there by Schwenke. Comes across the top, Wisey, dribbles down the lane, puts up a shot, it's going to be good. It just drops down through the hole, hung on the outside lip and went down through the hole. Wisey now has 6 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia is leading by 23. 47-24, halfway through the third quarter here tonight at York High School. Bill Hamburger, entry pass to Stirrup on the high block. Stirrup with his back to the basket, dumps it away to Hamburger. Down the lane, scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound, and it's brought down there by Fairbury. Mitchell Husa runs it back the other way, 3-on-4. Has the basketball tipped away by Hamburger. It's loose in the lane. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Stirrup. Turnover on Fairbury, their 11th of the ball game. Here's a long pass down to 4 as they get to Bill Hamburger, and he lays it in. Hamburger scores his first field goal of the ball game, and it's 49-24. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here with 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. Blue Hawks led at halftime 39-17. Griffin has got the ball. Now to Trevor Wisey, picked up there by Consbrook. Dribbles once, comes outside the ring to Kreiner. Kreiner penetrates to the free throw line, gives it up now. Bell for three, shot is short. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to Hamburger. Jump pass into the lane. Schwenke drives, a shot no good, but he's going to be hit with a personal foul here as Schwenke runs over a man there for Fairbury. That's Joey Kreiner getting up. Schwenke picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Now Bowe's got three. Paul Gennard has got three. Now Schwenke comes out of the ball game. Here comes Simon Ostrander in for St. Cecilia. Tanner Stinson comes into the ball game now for Fairbury, replacing Pierce Griffin. 49-24, St. Cecilia with a big lead. Hawks using a 10-0 run in the first quarter and a 15-3 run in the second quarter. That's all they've needed as they open up that 39-17 halftime lead. They continue to lead by 25 here in this third quarter. Wisey dribbles the ball into the basket, puts up a shot good. Trevor Wisey scores his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 8 points in the contest. 49-26, back the other way. Scoop shot is up there by Kissinger. No good. Tap try is good. Zach Stirrup gets the tap. As Kissinger misses the first one, Zach now has 6 points in the basketball game, 51-26. Blue Hawks have the lead. Here's Fairbury back with the ball. Wisey, left side, three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That is Gennard. He dribbles out there and then falls down with the ball. It's loose. It's picked up by Jake Bell. Bell now to Wisey. His shot is up and in. So St. Cecilia turns it over, and Wisey gets the field goal. Wisey now with 10 points in the basketball game. He scored 10 last night. And they win over Fillmore Central. 51-28 is the score. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. Kissinger goes to the far sideline to Seeley. Seeley lobs it inside to Gettert, left side of the lane. Comes back out to Simon Ostrander, dribbles to the free throw line, out to Seeley for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Gettert, follow shot, good. Paul Gettert gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 53-28 with 1:40 to play in the third quarter. There's Tanner Stinson with the ball. Comes outside the ring to Jake Bell over in the far sideline. The Pullman bounce pass down low. Double team. Gets the pass away as Stinson finally gets rid of it into the corner on the right side. As St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man. Trent Pullman circles around the dribble now. He brings it out near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Ostrander. Pullman goes to the far sideline out of Husa. Husa picked up out there by Matt Kissinger. St. Cecilia stays with this tough man-to-man defense. That's Mitchell Husa on the far sideline. He spins, and he loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Seeley. He drives, shoots, and scores. Dalton Seeley now with 25 points in the basketball game here for St. Cecilia. Another turnover on Fairbury. That's their 12th of the ball game, and St. Cecilia leads again 55-28. Getting away as Pullman, he drives it toward the basket. His shot is no good, but he's knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. The foul will go on Seeley. That's going to be his second. So Dalton has got 25 points in the basketball game for the Blue Hawks. Here comes Joe Ryan back in. Chase Bassett is going to check in now for Hastings St. Cecilia. And Hamburger also comes in there for the Blue Hawks. 49 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 55-28. Here's Pullman with the ball in the lane as they work it down in the corner on the right side to a Trent Simpson who's into the ball game now for Fairbury. Out on the wing to a Kreiner. Picked up by Bassett, takes it down to the baseline. There's a shot up and in by Trent Holman. Holman now with 8 points in the basketball game. It's 55-30. Blue Hawks again leading by 25 with 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Comes out to Gettert in 3 point territory. Not a Hamburger. St. Cecilia will probably go for the final shot here with a 25 point lead. We're down to 18 seconds to go. Near sideline, Joe Ryan comes out to Hamburger. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. He hops to the basket, and a foul is going to be called on the way in. So Hamburger took it right to the hole there for St. Cecilia down the left side of the lane. And a foul is going to be called here on Fairbury. He's going to go on Mitchell Husa of the Jets. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on Fairbury here in the second half of play. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball with 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hamburger gets it into the hands now of Seeley. Just hangs onto it out here in 3 point territory and then takes a three and hits it. Dalton Seeley in a three-pointer as Jake Melcher left him stand out there in the 3 point territory. And Seeley, nothing but net out there. And that is the final basket of the third quarter as Dalton Seeley has got 28 points here in the basketball game for the Blue Hawks. We have got 1 quarter to go here at York High School, the semifinals of the sub-district basketball tournament. We'll take a break with a score of St. Cecilia 58, Fairbury 30.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Seeley Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the fourth and final quarter here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Fairbury, 58-30 is the score. Hawks scored the first 4 points of the ball game, and they have not look back. We had a 17-9 lead at the end of the first quarter, 39-17 at halftime, and now a 58-30 advantage over Fairbury as we play the final quarter here tonight. Dalton Seeley has got 28 points in the ball game for the Blue Hawks. Leading the way for Fairbury so far has been Trevor Wisey. He has got 10. St. Cecilia leading by 28 points to begin this third quarter. The winner plays again on Thursday night in the sub-district championship ball game at 7:30. Against either Wilbur Claytonia or Milford. That ball game is coming up next. Here's Zach Stirrup spinning away right side of the lane as he takes it to the hole. He's now got 8 points in the contest. Third field goal of the ball game for Stirrup. And is now a 60-30 ball game. St. Cecilia has doubled the score here in the fourth quarter over Fairbury. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected and it's going to be saved. Nice play down there by St. Cecilia. That was Bo Schwick as he knocks it out with the leg of Trent Pullman out of bounds. So Fairbury turns it away, their 13th turnover of the ball game. 60-30, St. Cecilia leading by 30 points here in the fourth quarter. Gettert has got it, down to Seeley, down in the corner, Schwenke, down to Stirrup, down to Schwenke again, dribble penetration, takes it into the paint, kicks it out, down to Seeley for three, shot no good. Rebound Gettert, grabs the ball, shoots and scores. Paul Gettert now with 8 points in the ball game at 62-30. St. Cecilia with the advantage, looking for their 15th straight win here in this one. Tonight, this will be their 20th win of the season. There's a pass deflected. It is loose here at the midcourt stripe. Finally, a foul is going to be called as Kissinger mixes it up there with Mitchell Husa of Fairbury. And a foul is going to go on Schwenke. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Bo Schwenke. 6:50 to play here in the ball game. It's 62-30. Blue Hawks have the lead. Wisey has got it. He drives the ball toward the hole there, and it's not going to be blocked down by Stirrup. The ball recovered by Seeley. Long pass ahead. They get it to Ryan. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Schwenke. Follow shot, good. Schwenke now with the 11 in the ball game, 64-30. St. Cecilia scored the first 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Fairbury with the ball. Jake Melcher has got it on the far sideline. Down to Husa. Out here in 3 points territory. Picked up there by Seeley. St. Cecilia stays with a man-to-man defense. Here's Bell for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia. Now to Ryan. Entry pass. They get it to Stirrup. He is double-teamed. Gets it to Ryan. He drives for the hole, and he is fouled with the play. A foul is going to go here on Fairbury. It's going to go on Trevor Wisey. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number five on the Jets here in the second half of play. But this will be a shooting situation. involved in the active shooting was Joe Ryan. He'll have two shots. First one is up there and is good. Ryan, a 66% foul shooter, coming into the basketball game tonight. Nate Bell comes into the ball game now, replacing Melcher. 6 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in this one. St. Cecilia leading on a score of 65-30 over Fairbury. Next shot is up there. That one is in and out and back in again for Joe. His first 2 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia scored the first 8 points now in the fourth quarter. They've had a run in just about every quarter here tonight. There's a Kreiner with the ball, circles around the basket, is passed, deflected, back out of bounds there by Stirrup. And Fairbury will play things in, 5:54 to play here in the ball game. Jake Bell will inbound the ball. Gettert will guard the inbound man. Bell comes out here in the three-point territory to Trevor Wisey. Wisey gets it away now to Bell, left side of the lane. Comes out between the rings to Nick Bell, has it knocked away, comes to the near sideline. It's out of bounds. Joe Ryan gets his hands in there for St. Cecilia to deflect the ball away. So Fairbury will play things in off of the near side. Bell will play things in to Kreiner in backcourt. Kreiner will bring things up again against Schwenke. Runs the offense. Goes to Jake Bell down in the corner. Here's a Mitchell Husso with the ball as he works over there. There's a pass to Bell. Over on the wing now on the right side. That's Trent Pullman with the ball. Down in the corner. Trevor Wisey brings it up on the wing to Mitchell Husso. Now down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there by Kreiner. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert of St. Cecilia. Dribbles out of there. Comes on the near side by now to Dalton Steele. To Ryan inside to Stirrup. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. And Stirrup will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Jake Bell. That's going to be his fourth. Stirrup has a football scholarship offer right now from the University of Iowa. We understand Ohio has also offered a scholarship to Zach to play football in a couple of years. He's just a junior. Shot is up there. It is good. And he's also going to attend the junior day down in Lincoln on Saturday as Coach Pellini will get a look at Zach Stirrup. So Zach with a number of choices. He still has not decided whether he's going to play football or basketball when he graduates from St. Cecilia. Zach will have one more here. St. Cecilia is now with a 67-30 advantage. Here comes the next shot. It is good. It is now 68-30. So the Hawks on another 10-0 run here to begin this fourth quarter of play. And now Zach comes out of the ball game. And head coach Kevin Asher has sent some new folks into the ball game. Dalton Steele is also going to check out. So Dalton with 28 in the ball game. He might be done for the night. 5:10 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 68-30. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Fairbury with the ball. A shot by Nate Bell is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Gettert. Ball dribbles out of there now for St. Cecilia. Gives it away. Here's a Joe Ryan with the ball. Ryan works against the man-to-man defense now for Fairbury. They flash a little zone at St. Cecilia in the first half, and that didn't work. St. Cecilia with it. Their offensive zone. Hamburger goes over to Ryan. And now we got a foul called away from all the action. We have a personal foul called here on Kissinger. Matt Kissinger picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Blue Hawks. Fairbury will play things in here in backcourt. Pierce Griffin comes into the ballgame now for Fairbury. Griffin, a 6'2" junior. 68-30. Blue Hawks out on top. They have led the entire way here tonight. There's Kreiner. Kreiner comes over here on the near side to Stinson. Hammers it down low to Griffin. Back outside, a three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Simpson. Rebound as long as it's going to be picked up here by Logan All, who's into the ball game now for Fairbury. As both coaches getting some new folks into the ball game. Here's Kreiner angling in from the right wing. A shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Still on the dribble, comes back the other way for St. Cecilia. Hamburger in the lane, jump pass down low. Grabbing it is Ryan. His shot is up and in. Joe Ryan gets the field goal. That's his first goal of the ball game. It's now 70-30. St. Cecilia on a 12-0 run now here in this fourth quarter. Kreiner has got it. Bounce pass inside to Griffin. Kicks it back out here on the near sideline to Simpson. Back out to the top of the key to Kreiner. Picked up there by Phil Hamburger as the Blue Hawks will stay with their man-to-man. Kreiner, entry pass. They get it to Griffin. He has the ball stripped away. It's picked up by Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia. Ryan gets it away to Hamburger. Here's a pass to Gettert, and he lays it in. Nice pass there as they just lob it up there, and Paul Gettert puts it down through the hole. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout, Fairbury. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 72, Fairbury 30.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 3.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game. St. Cecilia out on top of the score is 72-30. Here's another turnover on Fairbury. It's picked up by the Blue Hawks. Simon Ostrander has got it down for St. Cecilia. The Hamburger hops in the lane, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Gonsberg grabs the rebound, double team, triple teamed on the baseline, and now they get a foul called here on Fairbury. Jess guilty of a personal foul here. That's going to send the Blue Hawks to the free throw line. Jordan Consbrook will go to the free throw line. Jordan Kreiner picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Consbrook has got 4 points in the basketball game tonight. A field goal, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Consbrook will eye the bucket here. His shot is in the air. That one is in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Griffin. So the score remains at 72-30. The Hawks have outscored Fairbury here in the fourth quarter, 14-0. Here's Logan All with the ball, gets it into Griffin. He powers his way to the basket. His shot is up there and it won't go, but he's fouled in the play. That one just rolls off of the front iron, and the foul is going to go here on Tonsborough. Back at the Chapman Gym after three quarters in a C2 sub-district game, Ravenna is out on top of Gibbon by the score of 43-37. Ravenna 43, Gibbon 37 after three quarters at the Chapman Gym. There's a shot by Griffin from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. The second one is up there. That's going to be good. Pierce was 20 out of 20 on free throws coming into this basketball game tonight in the season, so he misses his first one of the year. And also Kansas' second one, so it's a 72-31 ball game now. As St. Cecilia scored the first 14 points of the fourth quarter. They've used their run in just about every quarter here tonight to take a commanding lead here in this one. Simon Ostrander dribbles to the elbow. His pass is deflected away. It's into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Simpson. He drives. Stops and then scores. Trent Simpson scores on a St. Cecilia turnover. The Hawks have turned it over 10 times tonight. It's now 72-33 with 2.5 minutes to play. Hamburger's got it on the wing. Lobs it to Consbrook. Double team. And now a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Fairbury. That's going to send St. Cecilia to the free throw line. Dylan Henricks picks up the personal foul there for Fairbury. That's going to be his first. So Consbrook to the free throw line. Here's Ryan Sheehy into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Sheehy, the 6'3" junior, who's been averaging about a point per ball game. Here's Consbrook at the line. His shot is up there. That's off of the mark. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Griffin. Here's Henricks with the ball. Now to Griffin. Left side of the lane. Out to Henricks in 3-point territory. Henricks has to get rid of it. Finally does to Stinson. Stinson sends it down low to Griffin. Griffin back outside to the top of the key to Logan All. Takes the 3-pointer. His shot's going to be no good. Ball chased down here by Trent Simpson for Fairbury. Standing all alone in 3-point territory, but won't take the shot. Logan All has got it now. Down in the corner to Stinson. Back out, top of the key to Simpson. Boosts it to the wing on the left side. To Henricks, now down low to Griffin. His shot is up in the air. Pierce Griffin scores. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. A minute 45 to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 72-35. St. Cecilia with a lead. Kissinger in the lane, stops, goes to Ostrander on the baseline, drives that baseline, dumps it away. Sheehy, his shot is up and in. Ryan Sheehy will score there for St. Cecilia. 74-35 with 90 seconds to play. We've got our player of the game coming up on our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight, so stick around for that. We're at York High School. Logan All has got the ball. They get it inside to Griffin. Now on the wing, here's a shot for three, taken by Stinson, no good. Ball swatted around, picked up by Sheehy. Long pass down the floor to Ostrander, drives, shoots, and scores. Left-handed layup there by Simon. He has now got 5 points in the ball game, 76-35. St. Cecilia out on top now with a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Logan All has got the ball for Fairbury. There's a pass to the high post, deflected away by Consbrook. It's picked up here, back the other way. Kissinger drives, shoots, and scores. Kissinger gets the field goal. And now coming into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Spencer Zissett. So Zissett into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, the 5'10" senior. 78-35, Consbrook will check out. So Fairbury will play things in, just a substitution timeout there by head coach Kevin Asher is going to play everybody that's suited up here in this one tonight. 78-35 is the score. Inside, they get it to a Griffin again. His pass down in the corner on the right side to Logan All. All just dribbles with it, takes it out on the wing to Hendricks, now to Griffin. Over here on the left side to Simpson. Bounce pass down to Stinson. Bounce pass inside to Griffin. His pass is deflected away by Sheedy. It is loose. It's picked up here by Fairbury. They get it under control. Hendricks has got it now. Out on the wing to Stinson. The shot for three is up there. It's no good. Rebound loose. It's brought down underneath the basket there by Hendricks. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's grabbed here by St. Cecilia. Chase Bassett has got the ball with 6 seconds to play. 5 seconds. Blue Hawks will win this one. They will move on. Matt Kissinger holds it, and that's going to be the end of the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia in a rout here tonight over the Fairbury Jets as they beat Fairbury here in the semifinals of the sub-district basketball tournament. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 78, Fairbury 35. You're listening to high school basketball at 1230 KHAS.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center in the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back at York High School, as Hastings St. Cecilia takes care of the Fairbury Jets here tonight in the sub-district semifinals. St. Cecilia winning by the score of 78-35. So the Blue Hawks are now 20-1 on the season. They will move on to the sub-district championship ball game on Thursday night. They will play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Wilbur Claytonia and Milford. As those two teams will score off here in just a couple of minutes, Fairbury will end their season with a mark of 11 wins and 9 losses. St. Cecilia got out of the gates early here tonight. In fact, they used big runs in each quarter here tonight. St. Cecilia had a 10-0 run in the first period tonight. They led 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. It was Fairbury coming back to within 9 points early in the second quarter at 21-13, actually at 22-13. Then St. Cecilia went on a 15-3 run to go on top by a score of 37-16. It was 39-17 at halftime. Blue Hawks led 58-30 after three quarters. And then they scored the first 14 points in the fourth quarter to take a commanding 72-30 advantage over Fairbury. And the Blue Hawks coast to the win here tonight as they beat Fairbury by a score of 78-35. Dalton Steele led the way for St. Cecilia tonight. He scores 28 points in the ball game. He had 5 3-pointers in the first half alone. Had 19 points at halftime. He finishes with 28. Sat out most of the fourth quarter here tonight for St. Cecilia. Bo Schwicka had 11 points. Zach Stirrup had 10. Paul Gettert had 10 points. The other scorers for the Blue Hawks, Matt Kissinger had 2. Simon Ostrander had 5. Joe Ryan had 4 points. Phil Hamburger had 2. Jordan Consbrook had 4, and Ryan Sheehy had 2. St. Cecilia turned the ball over only 10 times in the ball game tonight, and they were 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. Fairbury, they were led tonight by Trevor Wisey at 10 points. He was the only man to hit double figures tonight for the Jets. Trent Pullman had 8. Mitchell Husa had 8 points in the ball game tonight. 3 points for Pierce Griffin, 3 for Nate Bell, 2 for Trent Simpson, and 1 for Jake Melcher. Fairbury got to the line only 7 times tonight. They were 4 out of 7 from the free throw line, and officially 15 turnovers in the basketball game. So AC St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Fairbury. The score 78-35. They'll play either Milford or Wilbur-Claytonia coming up on Thursday in the sub-district championship ball game. That will be at 7:30 here at York High School. Milford, a team that has a record of 15 wins and 5 losses on the season. Wilbur-Claytonia coming in with a mark of 19-2. So a couple of teams that have got winning records will score off in this next ball game. 7:45 will be the tip-off time here at York High School. Again, the final score in the first ball game tonight was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Fairbury by a score of 78-35. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the player of the game. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning. 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So the Blue Hawks win it tonight, 78-35 over Fairbury. And St. Cecilia improves to 20-1 in the season. They'll play again on Thursday night at 7:30. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Dalton Seeley leads the way again for the Blue Hawks. 28 points in the basketball game here tonight. Bo Schwenker also in double figures. He had 11. Paul Gettert in double figures. He had 10 points. Zach Stirrup had 10 points in the contest here tonight. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, the guy who supplies most of the offensive punch here in this ball game tonight, Dalton Seeley, is going to be our player of the game. Seeley comes up with 6 3-pointers. He had 5 of those in the first half. He had 5 2-point field goals. He did not get to the free throw line tonight. Did all of his scoring from the field. 19 points in the first half, and then 9 more in the second half, and sent out a majority of the fourth quarter here tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. But Dalton Seeley, a game-high 28 points. He is our player of the game tonight for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. Knocks off Fairbury by a score of 78-35. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com.
since 1903. Harvard State Bank, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back at York High School against St. Cecilia with a win here tonight over the Fairbury Jets by a score of 78-35 as head coach Kevin Asher joins us on the post game. And coach, obviously happy to move on here tonight. Team played pretty well. Just basic feelings on the basketball game tonight.
Well, I just felt we needed a better sense of urgency coming out of the gate. I mean, once in a while, you know, these kids relax a little bit, and the fact that you got to realize that, you know, it's one and done here at this time of the year. So, you know, but I really thought offensively we passed the ball and got it to the open man. And fortunately, we were hitting our outside shot because they did a good job of doubling down on our bigs inside.
Yeah, it was 7-6 there early in the basketball game. And then you used a 10-0 run. In fact, they used the run in just about every quarter to stretch out the lead. Talk about just after the first couple of minutes was just a lackadaisical first couple of minutes.
Well, you hate to, you know, say that, you know, we weren't ready to play, but at times, you know, as high school kids, we might not have been. But I was really pleased once we got to the middle of the first quarter through the half. I thought the third quarter we were trading baskets there to start, and then all of a sudden we picked up our defensive effort and didn't allow the ball to get to the rim. And then the fourth quarter's defense was what I expected out of the shoot. We kind of challenged them. We said, you know, let's do a great job for the first part of this quarter to try to take everything away that we've been giving up this game, and they did.
Yeah, 10-0 run in the first quarter. You had a 15-3 run in the second quarter to grab the 39-17 advantage at halftime, and then used scored the first 14 points of the fourth quarter to kind of stretch it out. So obviously the challenge worked there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, sometimes you know, kids need that, and they need, you know, whether we don't like to look at the scoreboard, you know, and that we're still going to work hard whether we're up 25 or down 25 at that point, and you know. You know, just a challenge sometimes it's an internal thing, you know, and we talk about it. You know, we can't get them more physically ready at this point of the season. It's all above the shoulders. It's mentality of hey, I want to advance. I want to keep the momentum going on to the next round. So definitely that fourth quarter was important. I thought that we went into the locker room with a good feeling instead of just staggering through the last part of the game.
Fairbury did a nice job on Zach for a better part of the ball game. Like I said, they faced a double team throughout much of the contest here tonight.
Yeah, they did. Anytime the ball was in the air, they had 2 to 3 around him, and you know, he adjusted well. It was, you know, physical inside, which is to our liking. And at time halftime, I reminded him that, you know, that's the way we want this game played. So allow you know, the calls to go the way they are and get more physical as you catch the basketball. And he always finds cutters, and he did a good job of giving up the ball. Sometimes I wish he'd be a little more selfish like he was there to start the fourth quarter and just take it right to the rim. But, you know, everybody complimented each other pretty well.
Dalton had 28 points in the ball game tonight, hit 5 3-pointers in the first half, had 19 points by halftime, hit another 3-pointer in the second half. They did not put a whole lot of pressure on him right at the ring, I didn't think.
No, you know, when they went to zone, and once he hits one, you know, his rhythm's pretty good, and I thought he really showed that, you know, he can shoot the basketball as well as being a great athlete and taking it to the hoop. So, you know, that's good that he's shooting that well this late in the season, because it really opens things up on the inside.
Paul got off to a little bit of a slow start tonight, but he came on, especially in the fourth quarter, hit some field goals, ended up with 10 for the ball game.
Yeah, his rebounding was really strong in the second half. I don't know exactly what he ended up, 11 rebounds, but, you know, anytime he gets around double-digit rebounds, he gets double-digit points. So, you know, he's as good an athlete as there is in this class. So anytime he can do that, you know, he's going to score because he's right around the rim.
So what you might expect here tonight with the number one seed going up against the number four seed, Fairbury playing last night, and now St. Cecilia will move on to the sub-district final coming up on Thursday against two teams, coach, with winning records. We talked about it a little bit during the pregame show. two teams we don't know a whole lot about, but two teams with the winning records here tonight.
Well, we'll know a lot about Wilbur, Claytonia, and Wilford after this game, but I've seen it Wilbur about five times this year, and I saw him last year at the state tournament just by chance, and they're a very good basketball team. You don't win 18 games at any, you know, wherever you're at. Just because we aren't familiar with them, I think sometimes people think, wow, what do they have? What do they have? Well, they've won a lot of games. They've got five returning players from last year's team. So they're a very good basketball team. And then Milford's played them tough. I watched both their games against them this year. And, 15 points the first time. Milford made some adjustments, and now it's down to three the last time. So this is going to be a great ball game. And I guess, you know, at this point, you don't care. As long as you're playing in the next round, your opponent will be whoever it is.
Okay, we'll see you Thursday night.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Blue Hawks will win this one tonight easily as they knock off Fairbury by a score of 78-35. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
All right, in the Class B district out in Kearney tonight, Hastings High has jumped out on top of McCook. 11-6 is the score after the first quarter as the Tigers trying to win one for the third time over McCook this season. So Hastings with a lead over McCook, 11-6 after the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia leading at all the stops tonight, 17-9 after the first quarter, 39-17 at halftime, 58-30 after three quarters. They go on to win by the score of 78-35. The Hawks will play again on Thursday night at 7:30 against either Wilbur Claytonia or Milford. That ball game is coming up in about 20 minutes from right now here in York. That'll wrap things up for us here tonight. They've got Hastings College basketball coming away on Thursday, and Hastings St. Cecilia Girls District basketball coming up on Friday, so still plenty of basketball yet to come. We got some action here tonight on the radio. If you'd like to continue your listening of high school basketball, we got the Hastings High McCook game tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS. We've got Sandy Creek and Blue Hill coming up in just a few minutes on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. You also can catch the conclusion of the Ravenna Gibbon game on the Breeze. Still plenty of basketball coming up here tonight. In the final score of this one, St. Cecilia 78, Fairbury 35. For my engineer and producer back at the radio station, Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from York.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.